Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani Yishena V'Libi Er, I'm sleeping, V'Libi Er, my heart is awake, Kol Doidi Doifik, the voice of my close one, Elul, Doidi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Doifik, is knocking on the door. Rashi says, Ani Yishena, Kishayisi shalva v'shketa v'bayis rishen noyashti ma'avoyt HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki yishena v'nirdemis. I was sleeping, I was slumbering. V'libi er. Libi, my heart, says Rashi, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is awake. V'ani yishena, and I'm sleeping. Kol Doidi Doifik, the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Doidi, is the beloved one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doifik, he's knocking on the door. And he says, Pischili Achoisi Rayosi Yeinosi Toimosi. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, open up the door. And he uses all different expressions of love to Klal Yisrael. He says, I'm knocking on the door, Pischili. And what do we say? Shlomo HaMelech says, Poshatati et Kitanti. I've already taken off my shirt. Eichocha al Bishena. How am I going to get up? I'm going to put it on. I'm already. I'm sleeping. It's hard for me to change. I'm already in a different mindset. Rechatzti is raglai. This is b'derech moshul. I took a shower already. Eichocha atanfim. How am I going to make them dirty? I've already got my lifestyle. And Ribbono Shel Olam answers back, Doidi Sholach Yodoy Min HaChoyr. The Ribbono Shel Olam put his hand out from a hole in the wall and he begs you, come back. And then you suddenly wake up at the last minute, the Doidi Chomakolai. The Ribbono Shel Olam, who is Doidi, he's not there. He disappeared. Kol Doidi Doifik. Doidi, everybody knows the famous Marshal. Elul is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. That's the remez of I'm for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Doidi Li, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is there for me. And Kol Doidi Doifik, the Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking on the door. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is even stretching out his hand. But we answer, how we're going to change. Libi Er, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is awake. And we answer him, Poshatati et Kitanti. I've taken off my shirt. I'm already set in my ways. I don't wear those things anymore. As Kitanti, my shirt, that style of life. Of where a shirt's supposed to have tzitzis hanging down from it. I've got my lifestyle. I've already taken it off. Rochatzti es raglai. I'm bathing myself in different waters. Not in the waters of Torah. I've already got a different lifestyle. Leave me alone. I'm cool with the matzav. And Rashi says, Dodi sholach yodim en achoyah, the Ribbono Shlalom, with all the mindsets, with all that we spit back in his face for the last 11 months, the Ribbono Shlalom says, there comes a time where I'll stretch out my hand to you. I won't stand back and wait. Dodi sholach yodim en achoyah, the Ribbono Shlalom stretches out his hand. And he gives us a shtickle wake-up call. And by the time we wake up, doidi chomak me'alai, the Ribbono Shlom's like passed through. He moved on. He left us holding the baby. This sugi of doidi Sholach Yodoy is Chodesh Elul. And to understand and to appreciate the time of Elul, I want to explain you what the chashivas of the Zman. In Chaya Odom, in Hilchos Yimei Aslichas, he explains to us, Ba'avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Am Yisrael, because of the love that the Ribbono Shel'Olam had to Klal Yisrael, he did us a favor. And even though we do Averas, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a mitzvah called tshuva that we can turn around any time we want. And even though tshuva is good at any time, we call Mokim Chodesh Elul Humufcha Umuchon Yoisa. Chodesh Elul is more of a time, muvcha, special time, umuchan, prepared, yeshe shemukubal tshuvosim isha yumei sashono. It's an easier, better time than any other time. It's like before Kratzmach, the sale time. The sale, everybody goes for the big bash, Sims bash, everybody runs, chaperein. You can get two, three for the price of one. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, tshuva I can get any time. But Yemois Elul is a special time. It's muchon u'mukubal from any other time. Lifi sheyomim elu yimei rotzoin me'ez nifchanu la'om, because these are special days from the day that we were chosen as a nation on Har Sinai. This is special days, and he goes through that when Klal Yisrael chet with the eagle, they served Avodah Zarah. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Chodesh Elul, and he was davened for 40 days till Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur he came down again, and Ribbono Shel Olam said, Solachti, I forgive. And that's why Yom Kippur has always been a kapara. From that day on, Yom Kippur, that's the day when Ribbono Shel Olam said, Salachti. And since those 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael, they were Yemei Rotzon, they stayed Yemei Rotzon every year. As the Ramchal explains, we travel through time. Every time there's a Yom Tov, we don't celebrate it as if something happened 3,000 years ago. It happens again. Any Siyata Dishmaya that Klal Yisrael had, B'Shas, whether it's Pesach, whether it's Shavuos, whatever happened during certain times in the history of Klal Yisrael, that Hisoyrus, that Siyata Dishmaya that was there 3,000 years ago is there again today. And the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu went up and davened for Klal Yisrael and he became a Yemei Rotzon, Lochem b'chol shona v'shona, every year, Misoira Oid Rachamim Lamaila. There's a Mordechai Sairus awakening of Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Vehem Yimei Rotzen. These are special days of Rotzen that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give a kapara to Klal Yisrael. And the same way as when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, the Ribbono Shel Olam, it was called a Yimei Rotzen, the 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. So today, when we travel through that time, there's a Siyata Dishmaya. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to pour down on us a tremendous koyach of tshuva, more than any other time of the year. And the same way as on Pesach, Chayev Adam Liris Es Atzmei Kilu Yotzam in Mitzrayim, you got to see as if you went out of Mitzrayim. Because when you feel that you went out of Mitzrayim, the same way as Klal Yisrael had Nisim, and the same way as Klal Yisrael had tremendous Siyata Dishmaya in seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam Pesach, we will have, if we put ourselves in that matzav, the Siyata Dishmaya is there. These are special Yimei Rotzen. And we have to understand, to appreciate how choshev, in order for us to give some thought in 2 weeks' time, is Yom HaDin. We're going to be standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam with our machzerim, with 15 different pirushim from Arsenal, trying to work out what this musav is about, what Tkiyas Shofar is about. We're going to jump in. We might have some misoiras during the davening. But in 2 weeks' time, we are going to be judged. L'chaim olamovis. Chaim Omovis doesn't always mean, say the Mefarshim, death or staying alive. Chaim Omovis can mean quality of life. You can live a year and you can have a dead year. You can have a year full of heartache and depression and frustration, which is considered a year of not living, and you can have a year of Chaim, where the year went well. It was gishmak. I enjoyed the year. I enjoyed what I did. I was matzliach. I understand that the shmuz is so important, that it's so choshev, that it has to be text to whoever's listening to it. Barosh Hashanah Yikasevun, and on Rosh Hashanah, the Ribbono Shel Olam will write what kind of life or what kind of death are we going to live through in the next year? If we all sat down and made a cheshbon ha-nefesh of how frustrating this last year was, how many minutes of the year did I feel good about myself? How many minutes of the year did I feel, oh, I actually achieved something. I had that happiness. As I explained to somebody this morning, there's a difference between having fun and being happy. You can have fun. You can enjoy something for a few minutes. You can get on that phone and feel good for those few minutes. Because she actually gave you a bit of self-confidence that you're lacking. and you got nowhere else to get it from. Except from some stupid, immature, female that will give me this happiness or this tranquility, which will never happen. Only frustration. I'm sorry I have to speak this way, because it's the only way I can get your attention. Because I figured the minute I say female, everybody will wake up. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, at such a zman of Yemei Rotson, 40 days where he says, Doidi, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll stretch out my hand. Even though you didn't stretch out your hand, I'll stretch it out. I'm there. Just make some sort of move in the right direction. These are Yemei Rotson. These are special days where there's a tremendous amount of Siyata Dishmaya. He's ready to give us anything we want. Just ask for it. It's the famous Moshel of the guy that comes to the Pope and says, I've been trying for years and years to win the lottery. Do me a favor. Pray for me. This month I'll win it. He says, okay, I'll speak to God. And he tells him, you know what? This week, these are the numbers. God says, you'll win. Okay. He goes and buys the lottery, puts in the numbers. He comes back on Wednesday morning and he says, I lost. I didn't get it. He says, idiot, you wrote down the numbers, but you forgot to put it through the machine. If you'd have put it through the machine, it would have worked. Writing down the numbers isn't enough. Wanting to want is not the answer to an Elul. I've got to put my card into the machine. And the minute I put it into the machine, the Ribbono Shel Olam is willing. He's a Avo Rachamon. He has Rachmonus. He understands our situation. He's willing to look over a lot of things. I'll give him another chance. But put the card through the machine. These are Yemei Rotson. These are Choshuva days. What you can chaperein in these days, you'll never get during the year. It'll be much harder. And this yisod we learned from Yaakov Avinu. Eliezer went to get a shidduch for Yitzchok, and he turned up by Beis Lovan. And he meets Rivka, and he says to Rivka, okay, and they all mask him the night before. And the next morning Eliezer wakes up and says, I've got to move. Let's go. Al ta'achru oisi. Don't keep me back. V'Hashem hitzliach darki, Ribbono Shel Olam, I see a siyata dishmaya over here, that I was matzliach. Within one day I arrived at this place. Yad ha'kfitzas haderach. I'm standing davening by this water, and suddenly I see the right girl come out. All these nisim that happened, I see a murdek siyata dishmaya, Hashem hitzliach darki, al ta'achrosi, don't hold me back. Ask the Meforshim, if you see you're being Matzliach and you've got it, what's the big deal? You wait another day or two. Wait another week. The Suol just dropped dead the night before. He ate the portion that was supposed to go to Eliezer. And he dropped dead. There's a Levaya, the sitting Shiva. I've got to say goodbye. She's a 3-year-old girl. What's your hurry? It's the right one? Okay. Now we know it's the right thing. Beseder, wait. Says the Torah, V'Hashem Mitzliach Darki, when I'm being Matzliach, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Al Ta'achru Oisi. There is no time to waste. When you see you being Matzliach, don't push it off. There is no time. It doesn't work that way. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't wait. If it's now a Zman Rotzen, now's the time to chaperein. There's no time to push it off. The minute you see there's a Siyata Dishmaya, it's going well. You got all the simonim in Hashemayim, says the Torah, V'Hashem Mitzliach Darki, when I'm being Matzliach, and I see a Siyata Dishmaya, Al Ta'achru Isi. It's not going to be there tomorrow. It won't be there in a week's time. Eliezer was nervous. He knew this Yisoid from Beis Avrom. When the going is good, you don't move, push it off. These are Yumei Rotzen. If we only just put our head to understand that we don't even have to work as hard as during the year to get what we want from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because after Yom Kippur, when the gates close, it's much harder to change. It's much harder to get what I want. We all came with the right intentions. Hashem Mitzliach Darki. We were Matzliach. We overcame certain hardships that we had with the decision of coming to Eretz Yisrael, leaving home, leaving all the comforts, leaving the fun that I could have had. Perhaps some of us are having more of it here. And we came with the right intention. Hashem Mitzliach Darki. There's a certain Hatzlocha. Perhaps most of us feel I came to the right yeshiva. There's a certain Hatzlocha which each one of us in their little way feels. Al Ta'achru Oisi. Don't push it off. Because when I push it off, you will only have frustrations. There will be... You won't. There's a famous vote from the Toldos that we always say, the Ribbono Shel Olam opens up three svarim, Shloisha svarim niftochim, three books opened, Tzadikim, Beinonim, and Rishoyim. And Ribbono Shel Olam takes a look. And the way we were brought up in Cheder, we have this muscle stuck in our brain since we're 5 years old, that come on with these pictures. There's three svarim, and Ribbono Shel Olam takes a look of how much we've done during the year, and how much we do tshuva, and if we're tzadikim, tzlachayim, beinoinim, it depends till Yom Kippur. And the Talmud says a tremendous vort. Those svarim that the Ribbono Shel Olam opens up are not books from the year before. They're books for the future. He wants to see which sefer do you sign your name in for the next year. Not for what you did in the previous year. He's willing to put it on the side. He's willing to look away. He doesn't want to make a cheshbon with you at this point. He wants to see if I give you an elul, if I give you a yemei rotzen, if kol doidi doifik, if I knock on the door and I pour out my hand. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see which book do you sign your name in for next year. Not for last year, for next year. Is your mindset a mindset that you want to go off a mahalach from a tzaddik, or from a beinoni, or from a rosha? And on that he paskens, l'chaim ulamovis. What quality of life are we going to have? And that's, nobody's going to argue with me on that. The Chazal say Roshoyim Molei Charota, that Roshoyim walk around their whole life full of charota. They're full of frustrations. They're full of having charota for what they did They did it wrong, they did it right. When it says Rishoyim Aleim Charota, it's because you put your name down on that book. And that book, Paskens Mitha. You're still alive, but that's not called living. That's not called quality of life. That's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us, that we should live through a life of Yisurim. And Yisurim doesn't always mean physical pain. It's emotional pain. Sometimes it's stronger than physical pain. But when I sign myself in that book, you paskin for yourself. You signed your own check. And when my mindset is ready for kol doidi doifik, and I put my hand out, and I understand the chashivas, that these few days that I have left are very chashiva days, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing there and waiting to see what move do I make. Libi Air, the Ribbono Shel Olam is wide awake. And it's Yimei Rotson. And we're traveling through time. We're going through a time where the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to pour anything you ask. Koyach HaTfila is unbelievable in Yimei Tfil, in Yimei and Me'el. And Doidi Chomakolai. The Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting. And then we suddenly wake up. Al Ta'achru, I see. If you see you have a certain Hatzlocha, some of us got beautiful Chavrusas. It's Shliach Darki. There's a certain Hatzlocha in what I'm doing. But we have to make the extra step. We have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to change this mindset of Poshatitis Kotointi. I took off my shirt. This is the first Yisoid before I even we go into what Hilchus Tshuva. We have to understand the Cheshivas of the Zman and what we're living in. We have to understand You can't get back the time. It's there. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for us. Don't throw it away. Yimei Rotzen means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking. You can serve Avodah Zarah. The eagle. After Matan Torah, the biggest Aveira. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Solachti. Let's move on. Yeah. Klali Yisrael will get the oinish slowly. But I'm willing to take an overdraft. And Ribbono Shel Olam says the same way as when Moshe Rabbeinu went up and said, Kape la'amcho Yisrael, have rachmonos on Klali Yisrael, these are Yimei Rotzen. The Ribbono Shel Olam every year is doing it to us. We all serve our own Aveda Zoras. We all have our Egel Hazov. Everybody in their own little way has their Egel Hazov, has their golden calf. Some of them walk on two, some of them walk on four, but they're all behemoths. And it's Avodah Zarah. Everybody has their Avodah Zarah. Everybody's coming to an Elul, davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mechaper on their Egel Hazov. And we want to walk out with a Salachti. And Salachti means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give us a year, but it's going to be a Chaim. It all depends on how I sign that check for the future. Where do I put myself into? What category do I go under? Al ta'achru oisi, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't push me away. Don't miss the time. Have rachmonos on yourself. Appreciate the shefa that I'm ready to pour down on you. The kol doidi doifik, the Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking on the door. Ani yisheino. I'm sleeping. When I go through as a man of sleeping, is doidi chomak me'olai. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to disappear. He won't be there when I'll need him. Or, sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom puts us in a matzav where you'll want him and he's not there. And it's not running to the koisel that the Rebbeinu Shlom needs us. I can go to the koisel 50 times during Zman El. That's not what he's looking for. I can sit and say Tehillim. I can say extra Tehillim. That's not what he's looking for. Give something away from yourself for the Rebbeinu Shlom. Give something away from yourself, from Zich. Come into yourself and give something away for the Rebbeinu Shlom. To go and daven at a koisel is a very nice thing. But it's much harder to sit in the Beis Medrash for half an hour. It's much harder to come to a davening when it's rough. It's harder to come to a mincha or chas v'shalom to a mariv in the middle of the day when I'm just in the middle of mamash. I'm hitting the climax of the movie. And I've got to go to daven mariv. I'm giving something up which is choshev to me. I'm giving up that egel azor for the Rebbeinu Shlom. On that the Rebbeinu Shlom says salachti. When I give something up for my own pleasure because I recognize it as Zman Rotzon, because I recognize that I'm putting in investment, I'm telling the Rebbeinu Shlom that when you sign that check, it won't be on overdraft. It'll be l'chaim. Because I cut something away from what I enjoy, what I appreciated. My egel azov I threw out the window. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom says, solachti. To be like a bunch of Christians and walk in on a Sunday morning and say, Father, I have sinned. That doesn't help. To sleep through a whole Shabbos and then run to the koisel, Father, I have sinned. I went to the koisel. Wow. Tzaddik. I got a brocha from some tzaddik. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shlom is looking for. Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to give up Egel Hazov, this golden calf, that every year there's a hashpah that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, even though you served Avodah Zarah a whole year, you did the biggest Avera after Matan Torah, there's a Solachti. There's 40 days where you can turn around and say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, put it on the side. Each one of us has to give something up for the Rebbeinu Shlom. Let me tell you a story.